Welcome to Streaming Into the Voids, What's New in Streaming, where we discuss the highlights of what's available for you to stream the week of April 13th. I'm Kim Hollis, and with me are Raul Buriel, Tim Bridey, and David Mumpower. We will start with Hulu and Under the Bridge, a limited series, coming April 17th. Based on acclaimed author Rebecca Godfrey's book about the 1997 true story of 14-year-old Rena Virk, played by Vritika Gupta, who went to join friends at a party and never returned home. Through the eyes of Godfrey, played by Riley Keough, and a local police officer, played by Lily Gladstone, the series takes us into the hidden world of the young girls accused of the murder, revealing startling truths about the unlikely killer. Okay, we move on to Netflix and Ripe for the Picking, Season 1, coming April 13th.
An unassuming office lady decides to finally get the relationship experience she lacks, but dating means dealing with men and her inner struggles. This Japanese series is based on a manga.
I reject this title. Oh, no.
Yeah. On April 16th is Jimmy Carr, Natural Born Killer.
The comedian refutes the idea that you can't joke about anything these days with his edgy takes on gun control, religion, cancel culture, and consent. So he's going for it.
Oh, I look forward to him talking about woke people or something.
So far, we've got consent and Ripe for the Picking. We're off to a bad start.
Well, it's not getting any better with The Circle, Season 6, coming April 17th.
Season 6.
Yeah.
Catfish, connections, and chaos await in Atlanta as new influencers and an AI bot, because sure, why not, enter the chat in the competition's most strategic season yet.
Okay.
They have an AI bot this time.
That was my concern. Is this a real AI bot, or is this an AI bot the way Amazon says it's an AI bot?
Also on April 17th is Don't Hate the Player, Season 1. Starting from nothing, 13 players compete for a spot in a luxury villa and a shot at 150,000 euros in this unpredictable game of strategy and survival. All right, we finally get to something that looks pretty interesting to me, at least, and it's The Grimm Variations, coming April 17th.
Inspired by the classic Brothers Grimm stories, this anime anthology features six fairy tales with a dark twist, exposing the shadowy side of human desire.
And next up on April 17th is Our Living World, Season 1.
Yes, Kim's beloved Cate Blanchett narrates a stunning nature series that explores the intelligence, resourcefulness, and interconnectedness of life on our planet.
All right, we move on to Bros, Season 1, coming April 18th.
In Netflix's first Hebrew series, after receiving some shocking news, two best friends travel from Jerusalem to Krakow for a football match, hoping to leave their troubles behind.
Also on April 18th is The Upshaws, Part 5. A new season of ups, downs, and life changes has the Upshaws blessed and stressed. But no matter what, it's still family first, last, and always.
Well, at least something from this week will make the ratings.
But it won't be what's next, which is Rebel Moon Part 2, The Scar Giver, coming April 19th.
Sure, why not? Former Imperium soldier Cora and her fellow surviving rebel warriors are searching their souls and honing their skills in preparation for a battle against the brutal Motherworld enemy forces to defend the moon of Velt.
I don't care about literally any of that, but I am checking Xbox right now to see if the user ID Scargiver is taken.
Outstanding. I want that to be my username. All right, on Disney Plus, we have Bluey, a new supersized episode coming April 14th.
Woof. Okay, I guess this one's mine. Please don't shoot the messenger. Expect laughs, a few tears, and exciting guest voices as the Healer family gets ready for the wedding event of the year in an episode named The Sign that Bloomberg is strongly hinting is the series finale. I'm sorry.
Uh-oh. On Max, we have an interesting looking show in The Sympathizer, coming April 14th.
based on the Pulitzer Prize winning novel. The Sympathizer is an espionage thriller and cross-culture satire about the struggles of a half-French, half-Vietnamese communist spy during the final days of the Vietnam War and his new life as a refugee in Los Angeles, where he learns that his spying days aren't over. This series features Hoa Zonde in the lead, along with Robert Downey Jr. and Sandra Oh. They got Robert Downey Jr. to do a streaming series. It's also written and directed by Park Chan-wook, best known for the Vengeance trilogy and Snowpiercer.
So it's either going to be super violent or super twisty or super good or all of those.
Also, The Sympathizer is the worst spinoff to The Equalizer that you could possibly think of.
Also new from Max is An American Bombing, The Road to April 19th, coming April 16th. The film looks at the surge in homegrown political violence through the story of the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing, showing the roots of anti-government sentiment and its reverberations today. And our final new Max release is Conan O'Brien Must Go, Season 1, coming April 18th.
This travel series follows Conan as he journeys across the country and around the world to visit the new friends he has made through his podcast, Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. And there's some significance in this in the fact that he's actually going to be on The Tonight Show on April 9th promoting the series. And that's actually going to be his first appearance on The Tonight Show since, you know, they fired him.
I was going to mention it if you haven't, because that is definitely a check the temperature in hell type of scenario that I would not have believed possible.
Yeah, I didn't know that part, because I haven't really followed or watched anything much that he's done over the ensuing decade plus since that happened. But everything I see that he's done, maybe he hasn't actually come out and said it directly, but it feels like that whole thing just absolutely broke him.
Okay, we move on to Paramount Plus and Control-Alt-Desire coming April 16th.
F-minus concept, F-minus title. It's a true crime docuseries that chronicles the life and downfall of Grant Amato, who was convicted of murdering his parents and brother following an obsessive relationship with an internet cam model.
All right, let's move on to Peacock and something much happier in a Hallmark movie called The Legend of the Lost Locket, coming April 14th.
When an antiques expert takes on a quest to find a long-lost locket that promises to bring the wearer true love, she finds herself in conflict with, but also attracted to, the town sheriff. Hey, this is a Hallmark movie.
Sure is.
And I get Control-Alt-Desire? Come on.
Lucky you. April 18th brings Orlando Bloom to the Edge. This three-part docuseries follows actor Orlando Bloom as he attempts the extreme sports of wingsuiting, freediving, and rock climbing in a grand journey that will challenge him to face limits, both mental and physical, in order to succeed in his quest for self-discovery. And then our final new Peacock release is Migration, coming April 19th.
Yep, the Universal Illumination animated film about ducks finally is making its way to Peacock.
Yep, that one was released around the holidays and it was fine.
It did okay at the box office. I mean, if you look at it analytically, it was not a winner in the United States. It cost $72 million and earned about $127 million, which means, you know, kind of the break-even part. But when you factor in its international box office, it approached $300 million for a $72 million production. Not bad at all. I can't tell you one person who has told me one thing about it, though, now that I think about it.
Mm-hmm. All right, on Amazon Prime Video is Going Home with Tyler Cameron, Season 1, coming April 18th.
I'm so bitter about Tim getting the Hallmark movie, because this series follows reality TV star and former The Bachelorette heartthrob Tyler Cameron as he follows his dream of starting his own construction and home renovation company. Dream bigger, Tyler.
Yeah, like maybe wingsuiting or freediving.
Yeah. All right. Amazon Freevee has something new this week in Dinner with the Parents, Season 1, coming April 18th.
Amazon Freevee isn't real anymore.
Apparently it is.
This comedy series centers around a weekly family get together that always devolves into chaos and fiasco.
All right. And we close it out with The Roku Channel and The Spiderwick Chronicles, coming April 19th. Helen and her children, 15-year-old fraternal twins Jared and Simon, and their sister Mallory, move to their ancestral home, Spiderwick. Jared discovers a boggart and realizes that magical creatures are real. Christian Slater stars as the Season 1 Big Bad.
will remember that this series was actually commissioned to play on Disney Plus and then got unceremoniously dumped before it ever aired in the numerous budget cuts that Bob Iger implemented when he came back to the company. And I'm glad to see it did land somewhere, although a lot of people are going to be hard-pressed to find the show on the Roku channel.
All right. Well, I am interested in seeing The Sympathizer because I have always liked Park Chan-wook. I think I've liked everything he's ever done. So I'm here for that.
I've got nothing.
I have been hesitant to do it, but I am seriously toying with the notion of binging Bluey, which has absolutely glowing reviews from single adults, not, you know, like parents with children. So I'm curious, but I'm afraid if I get attached now, it's just going to break my heart. What I suspect is going to happen is the person who created it isn't actually going to kill the show. He's just either going to sell it or he's going to agree to let other people start writing it too. It has been a very personal production for him, and it sounds like he's just worried that his children have outgrown his ability to generate new stories, which, my goodness, how lovely is that? I mean, this is a sincere, authentic product, and you kind of wonder how one of those did this well.
Yeah. So go watch something.